Hallelujah. Would you pray with me? You live, oh God, you live. You live, you live in our hearts. You reign, you reign, you reign in our hearts. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the life that you have given us in you. Real life, true life, an abundant life only in you, an eternal life only in you. God, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who have come out to pray and to believe in faith, Lord God, for the healing and the miracle working power for someone else in their life. I thank you, Lord God, for the breakthrough. I thank you for testimonies, Lord God, of what you've done, your faithfulness. Lord God, everyone watching online, I pray, Lord God, that their hearts are encouraged tonight, Lord God, by this time of worship, this time of praise, this time of prayer. Lord, we look to you now, even in just the remainder of our time, that our hearts would be encouraged by the power of your word. I thank you, Lord God, for your word that is life-giving. I thank you, Lord God, the only way we know how to live life is through your word. And so, Lord, may we always be a church that goes to the word. May we always be a church that prays. May we always be a church that calls on that great name, Jesus, and no other name. Be glorified now in this time. May your word come alive in every heart that is willing to receive in faith. In your name I pray, amen and amen. Praise God. We always like to take just a few minutes just to just share some thoughts on faith and prayer. And if you have your Bible with you this evening, I invite you to turn to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, beginning with verse 5. Acts chapter 12, beginning with verse 5. And this short message tonight is titled, Your Deliverance is Real. I want you to turn to your neighbor real quick and just tell them your deliverance is real. Did it put a smile on somebody's face? Felt good though, right? Amen. Good. Then turn to one other person real quick. Tell them your deliverance is real. Praise God. Acts chapter 12, beginning with verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Amen. Now, when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. The angel struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, the angel, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know, Peter, that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord. And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. Verse 11, can I get an amen? Amen. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were what? And when he knocked at the door of the gateway, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. Recognizing Peter's voice, in her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." In some translations, it says, "You crazy." They said to her, "You're out of your mind," but she kept insisting. She was not about to change what she had recognized. She insisted that it was so, and they kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and to the brothers." Then he departed and went to another place. Your deliverance is real. Praise Praise God. I love how the word just makes it real. I love how the word of God is always relevant and it's always real. For you and I today, Paul's in chains. Paul's been locked up, expected to die in accordance to what the Jews had heard about. The king had locked him up, and after Passover, he was going to execute Peter. Peter was about to die. Now, for whatever reason, Peter decided to make himself comfortable between two soldiers, and he decided to take a nap. And he was sound asleep, chained between two soldiers. And not just two soldiers, there was another two, and then there was another two, and possibly another two. He was in the inner prison, but there is no inner prison that can keep you from the miracle-working power of God. Your deliverance is real. But here's what's really important. While he was locked up, prayer was going on in the church. That represents you and I. You and I who respond to the prayer requests that are coming in from all over the world. You and I have a responsibility on these Tuesday nights to pray for people. You have a responsibility to pray for your loved ones. You have a responsibility to pray for your spouse. You have a responsibility to pray for your children at all times. You have a responsibility, yes, even to pray for your coworkers or your ex-boo or your ex-friend or whoever it be. But you and I who are redeemed and set free and filled with the joy of the Lord, knowing the power of God and knowing how he has delivered us, we have a responsibility to pray for some people. And so the church was praying. The Bible says that they were praying earnestly. And you have to understand this, that when you and I pray, God is going to move. Whether we see it ourselves, the word gives us enough that when we pray, God moves. There is nowhere in scripture that tells me that when we pray, God just draws back. God will not draw back to a people who pray in faith. A people who believe in faith that God can do something supernatural. And so they were praying. And so while the church was praying, God was doing something supernatural. While the church was praying, suddenly an angel shows up. You see, while the church prays, light shows up in the darkness. While the church prays, God shows up in the dark places. For those who you are praying for those who you are believing for their deliverance, for their salvation, God shows up. Because you prayed, God shows up in the prison. It's simple, but this is real. Your deliverance is real. This is what God does. When the people pray, light shows up in the darkness. When the people pray, the shackles come off. When people pray, God shows up and goes on a rescue mission. The rescue mission happens when you and I are praying. This is why Pastor Carter constantly says, it's time to pray, it's time to pray, it's time to pray. Why? Because there are many people that are in dark places. There are many people that have actually maybe just laid down because they've decided to just give up. Maybe they've gotten comfortable in the dark place. Or maybe they're just anticipating that the worst is going to happen and it's just not going to get any better. So while some folks are sleeping, God is calling you and I to wake up and pray. This is not the hour to fall asleep in the spirit. This is the hour for you and I as the church to be alert and to pray and to seek the face of God and to believe him for his supernatural work to happen. God's supernatural power is our reality. That's my real world. My real world is not in the natural. My real world is a supernatural world. You can only understand that if you believe that in faith. And also, too, you can only understand that your reality is a supernatural reality. How do I understand that? How do I grasp that? Well, you and I are only here tonight because of a supernatural work that happened on the cross. So my existence is out of a supernatural work. When Jesus died, rose again on the third day, there's nothing normal or natural about that. It's supernatural. And so the same spirit that caused Jesus Christ to rise up from the grave is the same spirit that dwells in you and I, which means my life is not normal. It's supernatural. This is why you and I, we can't worship, we can't praise, we can't pray in just in an ordinary, natural way. This is not a routine thing that we do on a Tuesday night. It's a supernatural encounter with the power of God. And so if my reality, if my deliverance is real, if the supernatural is my reality, then I will always go forward in faith expecting supernatural results. See, the chains came off while the church was praying. The angel of the Lord shows up and says, come on, Peter, get up. Wait. You think this is just a dream? No, put your shoes on. We walk in. No. Peter, it is not a dream. Put your cloak on. You're not staying here. This is, you know, because Peter wasn't sure if it was real or not. He says, God just doesn't want you to see things in the spirit. He wants you to move in the spirit. He wants you to move in the spirit. It's what we were talking about earlier today. It's like we come into God's house. We're spoiled by the Spirit of God here at Times Square Church. We really are. But here's what's happened. We come in and we bask in his presence. We have this supernatural experience. Sometimes we forget that the very same spirit that we felt here in the house of God is the same spirit that's going out with you, out those doors. It's the Spirit of God. This is why Peter said, this is why Peter was like, man, is this real? And the angel of the Lord is like, it's very real. We're going for a walk. All that God wants to give you in the spirit is always going to keep you going forward. Come on, Peter, let's go. And all of a sudden, walk right on by the guards, right out the first door. Then the gate just opens on its own. Wow, that's bizarre. No, it's not. It's supernatural. And that's how we live. We live with the expectancy that miracles are going to happen in our lives. We live each day because the supernatural spirit of God that dwells inside of us, when I have to pray about something that's going on in my life and life situations and in our circumstances, I'm praying not just kind of, oh, God, would you do something? God, when you do something, I'm going to give you the glory. God, I'm expecting that you're going to do something. God, I believe that you're going to do something in accordance to your will. And whatever you do, God, in accordance to your will, as I surrender this situation in my life, it's going to be supernatural, and I'm ready to go with you. I'm ready to go with you. And so Peter comes out, the angel of the Lord walks him all the way out to the street, all the way out to an intersection, and then just goes a different way. Now, all of a sudden, Peter knew right then and there, oh, no, this wasn't just a dream. This wasn't just this amazing vision that I had. This is my life. The guidance of the Holy Spirit, the guidance, God guiding me, it's the way I live my life. It's what I do. I'm gonna go to the house where I know everybody's at. And so he goes on a walk, and the Bible tells us that he comes to the gate that's in there's where they were staying and praying. There was a courtyard between the house that they stayed, and then there was a gate, and so there was a bit of a distance. And it had to be a high gate because we'll get to that with Rhoda. But he comes to the gate and he starts knocking. And I thought about this. I had a moment where I just questioned this. I said, wait a second. The angel of the Lord broke the chains, woke him up. The gate just went, boom. He walks all the way out in the street and then leaves him. Because the angel of the Lord could have easily opened up the other gate to the house, right? Easily. Why didn't you open up that gate? Why'd you leave Peter just knocking? Because there comes a point in scripture for me, I realize that there are two lessons that God wanted to give us. The first lesson was recognizing the supernatural. The second lesson was recognizing our faith in the supernatural. It would be a lesson of your faith now at this point, because someone had to respond to the knock. And God will take us, but so far, God will take us to, he'll take us, and then as he continues to open doors, as he continues to do miracles, as he continues to provide the breakthrough, then he looks at us and says, where's your faith now? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Because you've been praying all night long. And so little Rhoda, I love little Rhoda. Servant girl, anywhere from 11, 12, 13 years old. And little Rhoda, probably accustomed to opening the door for people, but she hears somebody knocking. And so little Rhoda goes running out in the courtyard and comes to the gate. And scripture says she recognized the voice, which means the gate in the wall was probably too high for her to actually see Peter. And so Peter's knocking, and then Rhoda goes, hello? And then Peter goes, it's me, Peter. And she goes, woohoo! And the Bible says that she runs in joy. She runs. So the Bible says three things. One, she recognizes his voice. Two, she ran to go tell somebody about it. And three, she reported the good news. Now, I love this childlike faith that comes from Rhoda, because I believe that not only did she recognize Peter's voice, but she also recognized that God had did a miracle that night. There was no question in her faith that when Peter was at the door, I believe that she put it all together. She recognized that the man who we've been praying for, Peter, all night long, who we've earnestly prayed for, the miracle has happened. God has done something in the supernatural. Now, there's a little bit to this. And as I was just like thinking and trying to process this, so she ran to go tell the elders, the apostles, the disciples, those who were older in the faith. Maybe because she believed that they were mature enough in their faith and that they would give her guidance as to what to do. I don't know. But there was a sense of urgency to go tell good news. And she reports the good news. And she says, Peter's at the door. Peter's at the door. And what do they say? You crazy. The scripture says that they said to little Rhoda, you are out of your mind. When Rhoda comes and shares with them God's supernatural answer to prayer because of a lack of faith, you are crazy. And suddenly they've decided, because of their own doubt and their own faith, that Rhoda has lost touch with reality. Actually, Rhoda has recognized the greatest of reality. It's the supernatural. Peter's deliverance is real. And so because she knows without a doubt, she knows without fear, she knows in faith that Peter is at the door, she continues to insist that Peter is at the door. Peter is alive. Peter has been delivered. There has been something God has done. It is supernatural. And I won't change what I'm saying based upon all the pressure that I'm getting right now. And I know I might not be deep enough or mature enough, but I know what's deep in my heart. It's faith. You ever thought something like, they prayed all night long. But sometimes your prayers can be long, but it doesn't determine the depth of your faith. You hear what I'm saying? Some folks can pray all night long, pray forever, but they're still wrestling with doubt and fears. And so they find themselves in a shallow place in their faith. You know, recently I had to speak at a retreat earlier this summer, and I took my whole family with me, and they had like a pool, and I took my youngest to the pool during my time off in between the time that I was preaching, and she jumps right into the 3-foot area of the, you know, the pool, you got 3 foot, 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot, if you know a pool. And so it gets deeper and deeper the further you walk out. So she was in the 3 foot part of the pool where it's, she's still head high over the water. And she was swimming for over an hour. But then when I jumped into the pool to play with her, I said, come on, swim out with me on this side. She said, nope, no, no, no. And I realized that at that moment, we tend to do that. And sometimes in our walk with God, we will swim in the waters of fellowship in Christ and swim in the waters of community, swim in the waters of prayer, but we never get out of the shallow end because we're afraid to go to the deep end. And the short end of it was, I said, Zoe, I said, get a hold of me, grab hold. We're going, I said, do you trust me? Do you trust your Father to take you to a deeper place? Do you? A deeper place in your prayers, a deeper place in the way you cry out, a deeper place, a supernatural place. Now, Zoe grabbed hold of me, but boy, I first thought she was about to strangle me. I was like, you need to pull back on this chokehold right now. And so we went for a little swim. We went for a little swim out into to the deeper end. She held on tight. But eventually she began to calm down. And she realized, with the Father, you can go to a deeper place. I want to encourage you right now. Yes, some of you can pray for a long time, but it's really, along with those long prayers, your faith has to deepen. Your faith has to deepen believing that your deliverance is real. And we read the end of the story. Thank God for Rhoda, who is persistent in her testimony. Persistent in letting folks know, my God saves, my God delivers. And she just kept on talking. I can imagine the disciples and all the leadership standing over her. You're crazy. And then remember what they said? They said, well, okay, since you're so persistent, you know what you saw? You saw his ghost. You saw an angel. You see, in that time, the believers, what they believed was, they believed that if you died, then that you would experience your angel. They believed that your angel would come and meet you. So they had already concluded in their mind that he was going to die. That's why they said, oh, it's just your angel. It wasn't that they were going to another supernatural level in their faith. They had already concluded in their mind that the worst was going to happen, even though they were praying for a long time. Stop expecting the worst in your prayer life and expect the supernatural. Peter kept on knocking. I think finally they heard that knock, and I could see all of them, about 200-300 of them, running through the courtyard, right up to the gate, and opening that little Rhoda standing right there with her hands on her hip. I told you. Open the door. Everybody gets to hooping and hollering and shouting. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, no, but ain't nobody wanted to believe Rhoda when she was shouting hallelujah. When God wants to reveal himself, his supernatural work, there is no favorites nor partiality with God. He will reveal himself to whoever is believing in faith. And Peter was like, shh. There's nothing profound about that. He just didn't want to go back to prison. He just, shh. Come on, let's just all get inside. And when they got inside, he shared testimony. And when he shared testimony, he appointed who would go on to continue to share that testimony. Listen. As we continue to gather here on Tuesday nights, God, not only should our prayer time carry on from here and right out these doors, but deepen our faith that we would know that our deliverance is real. I would love for everybody just to take a moment and you begin to pray for whatever your need is right now. And for the needs of others, maybe family members. Maybe you've been praying for somebody, but you've been very doubtful in the process. Or maybe there's something you've been dealing with, but you've just been feeling like, oh my goodness, I feel like I can see it, but I don't know if I'll ever obtain it. Listen, we live our lives in the supernatural. not in the natural. So now just say, God, would you deepen my faith? I want depth to my faith. I just don't want to pray long prayers and still in the back of my mind, I'm anticipating that it's still going to go bad. No, God, do the miracle. God, I need a breakthrough. God, provide. God, I want to see the shackles fall off. God, I want to see you just open the iron gate in front of me. And Lord God, I want to be like Rhoda and recognize your supernatural work. And I want to be a testimony of the goodness of my God. Hey, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, because he did it all on the cross, your deliverance is real. Your deliverance is real. For anybody here that might be going, man, I don't know if I'm completely set free. Oh, man, I don't know. I just got so much that's going on in my mind. God renews the mind. He renews the mind. His mercies are new every morning. He's a deliverer. I don't know, man. If you only knew the thoughts that are going through my head, if you only knew how just frustrated and angry I get, if you only knew how bitter. Well, is your frustration and anger and bitterness bigger than what God did on the cross? He died for it all. You just have to believe in faith. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your word that is life-giving. I thank you, Lord God, that you're calling us to go to a deeper place. I thank you in the name of Jesus that we are free and we have the victory in you. I thank you, Lord God, that just like Peter, you show up in the dark places. You loose us from the chains. You walk us right out the front door. I thank you, Lord God, so we move forward in faith in the name of Jesus. God, even as we pray, even now as my brothers and sisters lift up their voice, I pray that you would deepen their faith. I pray that faith would stir in their hearts, knowing, Lord God, that we're not called to an ordinary life. We're called to something extraordinary. We're called to something supernatural. We're called to live our lives giving testimony of the miracle-working power of God. Thank you, God, you've set us free. We thank you, Lord Jesus, we have the victory in you. So, Lord God, I pray that when our people cry out, when we cry out, and when we pray here in your house, Lord God, there is faith behind it. We believe, oh God, we believe every chain is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.